Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Podcast Friday's Talk with Lois. So today we are going to be talking about something light. We're going to be talking about something interesting, and we're just going to be catching cruise, basically. You know, it's not every time we get to be serious. We show you the serious side, and then we also show you the fun side. So let me just give an intro into what we are going to be talking about. Here we go. It's the show we've all been waiting for. Activating Big Brother Niger. If you're a Nigerian, I mean, you should know that this is what is going on, basically. Big Brother Nigeria. Who is going to win the 85 million naira? I'm not even going to be here to tell you that, okay, oh, I know who is going to win. And oh, before I even continue, please, I have to be sad for my fave prince, my prince, my Mr. Dovitol, my Mr. Ideal Man, my Mr. Nigeria. I mean, he got evicted, but I'm rooting for him any day because I know he's going to do well in the house. He is my man. So even if a lot of people have bashed me that it's a one-sided relationship and, you know, I'm here, he doesn't know about me, I don't care. It should be one-sided. I really do not care. Okay, guys? He's my man. That's all I want to know. Plix, basically. In my heart, he's my man. Anyways, moving forward, I've talked about my man, my prince. Now let's talk about other housemates. Who is going to win this 85 millionaire? Be rest assured that I did not just come here to bant about Big Brother Nigeria. I'm going somewhere. So just sit back, sit tight, and follow me, because as always, I take my talk, so I take whatever advice that I have to give, you know, could be in a different direction sometimes, but then you know it always makes sense, basically. That's why you keep coming back. Okay, guys, so who is going to win 85 million naira? I have no idea. I'm not here to predict that. I don't know who. I only know that Lekan's fan base is really strong, but then again, we never can tell how things might play out. I mean, tricky. Grace has been following him. Everybody will acknowledge that fact. Is it going to be Ozo? Is it going to be V, Neo? Who else is in the house? Is it going to be Nengi? You know, I'm not here to bash any housemate or any of that sort. But basically, I do not know who is. I have no idea who is going to win the 85 million naira. So I'm just going to keep this short, simple, and go straight to the point. So now let's talk about pre the show, you know, and I'm going to talk about this in like two perspectives: the auditions and then the qualifications, basically those two. Okay, so let's talk about the auditions. I had a friend of mine hit me up and he was like, Lois, what ideas do you have? What do you think I can do to spice up my audition so that I could get into the house? Please, let me just put this out there that this is my very first time of following Big Brother Nigeria. Like, this is my very, very first time. I usually follow, like, from a distance, but this time I'm really, like, following. Like, I try my best. I watch the eviction shows. I'm keen online and all of that. And so when he told me, I didn't even know people used to be so serious about it, too. That I used to go to hotel, you know, do all them orishi-rishi. I had no idea. All my thinking was just, okay, record any video, be original and be okay wherever, whatsoever position you are or anything, and then if it's gonna sell, it's gonna sell. But then I was like, when I heard everything that people be going through for these auditions, I'm like, hey, is that deep? But then actually it is deep, because thousands and millions of Nigerians every single year audition for this show. So you can imagine the lucky Nigerians that are going to be picked on this great platform. So now, aside auditioning, it's easy for anybody to audition for Big Brother Nigeria. I mean, pick up a phone, do a video and all of that, and then you are good to go to audition, right? But then again, it's like, I've noticed with just this year that I followed, every single person that went into the house, if they didn't have money from somewhere, like good money, they had connect. If the connect has to be there, because most of them basically had things they were doing for themselves. They had track records before getting into the house. So definitely, there's no way you are going to have track record and then you're not going to have connect to speak up for you, or, you know, because it's a show. In as much as it's a show, it's also a business ideal. So they are looking out, the organizers are looking out for people that know people and are going to pull crowd to vote so they can also make their money. I think one of the chair people of DSTV was online that every Big Brother Nigeria, they spend up to like 7 billion naira. That's a whopping sum. So these people, or the organizers and the people that they're in partnership with, have to make that money. So they're not going to just look for somebody random that nobody knows entirely. I mean, it can happen, luck can shine on you, but I think most of the times, if we're dwelling on like the past and this current edition, the people that have been there, most of them, they've had a good track record. So take for instance, we have Erica. She was an actress before. Her movies are on Netflix. Before getting into the house, that is. Her movies are on Netflix, you know, and all of that. Lekon, he's a singer, he's an artist, anyone. What else? He's had a couple of songs with Remini, Olamide. Vivi is an artist in the UK, or in South London, I should say. I don't know about Neil. I know Katrina was married to a very rich guy. I don't know. Kaisha, I know Kaisha too had influence on some part, and she's well traveled, you know, a couple of those things. Who again? Praise. I know Praise had won a dance competition, sort of, and you know, he was all up there in the dance industry. Who again? I don't know about Oso. I don't know. Prince had won My Prince. Yes, My Prince had won Mr. Nigeria and a couple of other things that he's involved with. Who again? Dorothy, I heard she's a personal shopper. She shops for people. Tochi, Eric, Lilo. I don't really know about them. Brighto, I don't really know about those ones, but I know that, I mean, it's a great platform, and if we dig deep, you would find out that these people were not just picked. Something was speaking for them. I mean, if it is not Grace speaking for them, Trickity has a couple of songs. If it is not Grace speaking for them, it was their track records, connects, and I don't know how it works on the sidelines or behind the scenes, but basically, they have something to do for themselves. So you cannot just... Except Grace finds you, that Grace has to be serious. I don't know what you are going to, that Grace honestly has to be serious. Because except Grace finds you, ha, my guy or my sister. I don't know how you just want to pick up a video, or pick up a camera rather, and do a video and then put it out there and you are going to be picked out of the millions of people. It's just like, out of these millions of people, what makes you stand out? Why should they pick you for Big Brother Nigeria? Why should Big Brother invest in you by putting you up on their platform? So, I mean, that's what it is, basically. So, I think I've basically touched all the things before the show. So now, a lot of people have said that Big Brother is a social experiment. I'm going to pause here and say that I wanted to come on this show, on this podcast, on this particular episode with someone, but then all the people I kept reaching out to were, you know, they were not picking, they were not available, different things. And I'm just like, yo, before I started like being involved or being serious with inviting people on my podcast show, it is my podcast show. And then we have E for E, ne, you know, G. So I'm going to run this shit myself because it is my show after all. So I think I can handle. I'm not saying that it is going to be like this all this while, but I think sometimes switches are necessary. Today I take it. Next 2 weeks, I hop on it with somebody, you know, but basically it is my voice and you guys are struck with it for today, as I was saying. So basically, a lot of people have said that Big Brother platform is a social experiment. Come to think of it, I think it is a very huge social experiment, because let's take for instance this lockdown edition. You bring a couple of people together, 20, that do not know each other, like most likely do not know each other, come from different backgrounds, come from different environments, have had different upbringings, and then you bring all of them together to eat, have fun, play games, dance party, relate with each other, you know, have dramas and fights with squabbles, and they are just, it is just entertaining on its own. So I think honestly, I'd like to agree with everybody that has said it is a different, it is a social experiment, because then you have to deal with things such as strategy. You see people using fights as, I think Lucy was actually using fights as a strategy. You see people using fighting as strategy. If you disagree with me, please, we have the comment section. I would honestly love to hear you guys' thoughts. So you see people using fights as strategy. You see relationships. This, a lot of people have bashed this set, saying that, I mean, it's you can liken it to Ultimate Love, another reality show. So you see the relationship people in the house. Let's just talk about the relationships a bit. So we see couples like Erica and Kidwire. I mean, I wouldn't even call all of those in the house relationships. I would call it proper situationships. Erica and Kidwire, they were cute, you know, they gave us some good content. XXX. V and Neo. A lot of people have said, even the housemates have said, V and Neo are not going to last, because Neo is the gra-gra side. Like, he's always hype or up to something, and then V is, you know, bitter British, you know, everything. Like, people don't think they're going to last. Prince and T-Badge, I do not know, but I'm not going to say anything. I think I'm not going to make a comment on that, but we're going to see if their situationship eventually evolves into a relationship now that the both of them are like outside the house. Also Anengi, that one is not even a situationship at all. It never reached, basically, because I don't know what those two are doing. I don't know what Ozomena is doing, but I wouldn't call that to even classify a situationship for a situationship. So basically, it's just like, I think if you look deep, you would see strategies underlying. You know, you see situations of Kid and Erica where maybe Kid might be up for eviction, and then Erica's fans would be like, okay, let's vote Kid because our girl is still in the house, that kind of thing. Or Nengi might be up, and then Nengi's Ozo's fans would be like, let's save our girl. So you see how these people latch on each other to, like, you know, take votes, like, borrow my fan base, borrow your fan base, you know. I think it's quite crazy. And then for Psych, like, we see a lot of things. I think every single year they've had people being disqualified. Last year it was Tasha, I don't know. This year it was Erica, you know, had a lot of things to do with her psych, and I just hope that she's okay now, or that she's in a better place. I mean, it's all love and light. So it's just really unfathomable, basically, what this whole game is, you know. And then they have diary sessions, we brother telling them, who do you see winning the money? Do you see yourself staying till the last day? The tax, the challenges, you know, the whole head of house, everybody head of house, the food. Oh my god, let's even move into that. So I was talking to myself, or it's something I've always done. I think I was not talking to a friend, and I was like, if I was in that Big Brother house, if you're my friend or you're my what's up, you already know. If I'm in that Big Brother house, oh my god, by 3 a.m. it show me die, like, Biggie's gonna announce, Lois, kindly leave the lounge area, or Lois, kindly leave the kitchen area. Because every 3 a.m. or 2 a.m. you're going to find me there in the kitchen. You're going to find me late night snacking. Like, I wouldn't look like the person that will finish the food though. But I'll just be taking it small, just be snacking small like that, basically. And then me also sleep or different things. I feel I'm gonna be a vibe last year in the end, because as it is, A for energy. So I think I'm gonna be a vibe, you know. I think I'm gonna be cool because I'm a cool person. I think I may not get into as much drama, but I don't know. What do you guys think? Comments, put all your comments in the comment section. I'm gonna read it and just laugh. But I think I'm not gonna do so bad, and I think I have quite a couple of skills that I might showcase to the house, my culinary skills of course, and other things. Now, this is not me campaigning for next year BBN, because here's the funny part. In as much as every single BBN auditions come every year, And then I'm thinking to myself, Lois, you're going to be a vibe like this. So you're already a vibe. These people, you're going to give them content, you know, everything, how it plays in my head. I never freaking audition. I told you I saved the best for the last, right? So yes, I never freaking audition. I just keep procrastinating, being indifferent about it. And then the auditions come to an end and I never audition and I watch other people. So the big question is why? So now this is the part where we get serious. So I feel, regardless of the fact that this is just a personal feeling, there's some sort of truth in it. So I would just say you be open-minded to listen to it. So regardless of the fact that Big Brother Naija is a great platform, you know, to expose you to the world, to make the world or this part of the world actually see your talents, different parts of Africa. I mean, a lot of people are watching from all over the world. I think that in terms of fame, there are some things you might think might give you fame or might set you on that pedestal up there, but in the end it might not actually, if not for anything, it may take you back when measured with your real purpose or what you are supposed to be doing. So we've had a lot of people come on the show and then they were relevant for some time, and then before you know, nobody heard about them again. We've had a lot of people. I think this stripper guy that said he was a stripper from last year, I don't know his name, but he said he was a stripper from last year, you know. He came out this year to say he just did that because he was trying to be relevant, but he just had to come out because that's not who he is, and then a lot of people have identified him with that. So I'm just gonna leave the whole generalization and just come to myself. So like I said, every single year I see myself auditioning for this Big Brother Naija. I don't know if it's something I would even do in the future, but I'm just talking about the now. That I see myself auditioning for this, but I just never, because for some reason I feel my purpose is tilting to a different direction than the platform BBN is going to give me. So you see, BBN is such a great platform, but then I think there's some people bigger than it, not in the literal sense, but bigger than it in the sense that you already know, you already have a stable career, you already know where your career is headed, you already have your whole workflow and everything, and just being in the house it's just not the place for you. Basically, I don't know if you can understand me listening to this. It's just not the place for you. You look at everything, you look at, you know, your journey, you examine it, and if you are being truthful to yourself, you just tell yourself that this is a great platform, but I don't think it is it for me. So basically, guys, this is me trying to put a word out there that not everything that looks great or that is great is for you. Some things can look great and you venture into it and it sets you backwards. You know, it takes you away from your purpose. What I mean sets you backwards is that you already know your purpose sometimes. So venturing into something out of your purpose or out of that line might take you out of that purpose. And then you're out of it. You start living in a different reality than you are supposed to. And then by the time you realize, you start retracing your steps. That's like taking you backwards, because if you had focused on the purpose in the first place, you probably should have been like way ahead with that, on that journey, than having to start retrace your steps to start coming all over again. So this is me trying to tell everybody out there that BBN is a great platform. There's so many great platforms, but just be careful in anything you want to do in your life, in career, in anything. To you, it might just be, let me just use this the pastime. But then time is of the essence, and the time you are passing can be the time that can be used for something relevant also, you know. So I think we should all just be on our guards, be sensitive to things and what they represent in our lives, basically the meanings and, you know, where we are at currently.
to be able to process all those things. And then I think also that we should just literally pay attention to us, because that it's working for someone does not mean it's going to work for you. And then on the final notes, guys, don't spend all your time watching BBN, please. Like, it's BBN is good, BBN is interactive, but I don't think you should spend all your time watching it, basically. I think you can multitask, do something. I mean, the people that are there are in there for a game, and then they're also getting their money one way or another. So I think you can do something with your time to be productive, so as not to be on a loss or to just be watching people than watching other people's lives. I mean, I don't think that's fanciable in quotes. So basically, we've come to the end of today's podcast, Friday's Talk with Lois. I mean, it's just Friday, basically. It's TGIF. You can stream, you can listen to this in your cars. Basically, plug in, have fun, and just listen to this over popcorn or anything. It's just short, like I said, it's just to catch cruise. So till I see you next time, it is Podcast Friday's Talk with Lois. I am your host, Lois Tarika Bor. Check out our website, loispiration.com, because we have beautiful and amazing content for you. And if you are yet to register on our e-store for your books, and if you are yet to check out our e-store to get your books and other e-magazines that we have available, kindly do so. And feel free to contact us also. We are going to reach you there. So till I see you next time. Bye, guys.